With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you two fantastic entitled parent stories. Going to be doing this a little bit more chilled than usual. As you can tell, my voice is not in the best place right now. Too much karaoke singing, if you want the honest answer. But anyway, let's get right into the first story. Drunk mother showed up to berate me in the middle of the night and vomited all over herself. This happened not long after I turned 15, and my mum had tried to send me to military school, behind my father's back. Well, that's a wonderful start, isn't it? We didn't know yet, but during this time, my mother was having an affair with an old high school ex-boyfriend of hers that she'd somehow reconnected with. She'd claimed that she was going out to drink with friends, but she really didn't have friends, save for a few co-workers she occasionally went out with, but they didn't really like her all that much. My dad and I figured maybe she'd finally made some real friends because she actually got a bit nicer and was leaving me alone more. Whenever mum went out drinking with co-workers, she always took a cab to head out and then came back in one later so she wouldn't drink and drive. The cab service even knew her by name since she called every week. None of her co-workers really tolerated her enough to be her designated driver, so no one really got suspicious when she was using this routine more frequently to go meet her lover. One night, however, my mum came home extremely drunk and hobbled her way up to my room. I awoke to her pounding on my locked door at about 4 a.m. She was punching and kicking it from the way it sounded. I opened the door to see her standing there looking disheveled, swaying back and forth and slurring her words. She called me a bad child for not doing as she says anymore, and that she wished she'd only had girls. I was understandably freaked out and told her to go away. It was about that time my dad showed up, and this happened. The following is again paraphrased, as this happened a long time ago. "What the heck is going on here in the middle of the goddang night?" my dad said. My mum replied, very drunk,
I was telling this little idiot exactly what I think of him for disrespecting me. He's totally out of control."
"How much have you had to drink tonight?"
"Oh, that's none of your freaking business. You.
It looks like she's thinking really hard for a second.
"Limp snake piece of fermented waste. I should have married the other guy. He's so much better than you. He treats me like a real woman."
"What other guy?" Mum just then looked like she was going to hurl and turned to go down the hall and headed towards the upstairs bathroom. But she only managed to hobble about halfway before projectiles spewing her guts out all over the upstairs hallway. Then she fell over face first onto her own vomit and passed out. Dad was visibly disgusted. He then asked me to help him get her to the bathroom so he could clean her up. But as we went to lift her, we noticed a smell quickly forming around us. My mother had actually soiled herself while laying in her own vomit. The smell of alcohol, vomit, pee, and wet poop mixed together was horrendous, but we still had to carry her to the bathroom. Oh my god, guys, I've got such a horrible image in my mind right now. My dad had me get a whole roll of paper towels and a garbage bag, then spent the next 45 minutes cleaning my mother up in the bathtub. He threw her clothes into the washing machine and then put her to bed. She woke up with a bad hangover the next morning, all the while not remembering anything she did or said, and she was more embarrassed than I'd ever seen her when she found out what happened. It wasn't me or my dad who told her. Nope, it was my sister. We were going to try and spare her the finer details on what happened, but my sister blabbed the whole thing in front of her while she was nursing a coffee at the kitchen table. My dad took some time off work to call in a carpet service that same day. He had the hallway carpet ripped up, then had the floor steam cleaned before new carpet was put down. My mother hid in her room the entire time because she didn't want to be seen, and she stayed clear of me for a while.
but she then soon fell back into her usual habits. My dad got suspicious after my mum mentioned the other guy, and got the call logs from the phone company for both the house phone and my mum's cell phone. And what he found was enough for him to call a private investigator. My mum was outed as a cheater soon after, because she really didn't cover her tracks well. And that's when my dad finally said he wanted a divorce. I wasn't there to see the arguments when he called her out, but I was told it was next level. She went crazy and threw stuff all over the kitchen. Broken dishes everywhere. Yeah, guess who got to clean that up? Also, if anyone is wondering what happened to the guy my mum was having an affair with, my dad told me he actually applied for a transfer at his job and skipped town pretty fast. I've got no idea where he went or where he is now, and from what I've heard, he didn't ever contact my mum again. So yeah, she threw away her marriage for a short fling that meant nothing. Not that I care. I'm one of the few people who are actually happy their parents are divorced.
I mean, look, you guys probably know I've had some pretty drunk nights myself, but not to this extent. I don't think I've ever been in a state like this. Vomiting, sure, happens to the best of us, but also soiling yourself at the same time and having to be dragged upstairs into the bathroom and then put to bed by your husband. That is elite. Sorry. I mean, what a night she must have had. As for your mother, OP, yeah. Strange decision from her to do what she did. I don't really get the benefit, unless she was just super bored with her life and was like, you know what, let's just F everything up and see what happens. Maybe that's what she was going for. But yeah, clearly there were no long-term benefits and a lot of long-term disadvantages, like losing your entire family, for one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And now moving on to our second story of today's episode. Entitled Uncle complains about Halloween makeup. Dad kicks him out. For some backstory, at the time of this story, I, a 19-year-old woman, lived in a house with my 5 siblings, my parents, grandparents, uncle, and his twin sons. My siblings and I shared a room, my parents had a room, and my grandparents had the back room. My uncle and his kids lived in the backyard in a tent. What is going on in that house? Well, here we go. The reason they lived in the backyard is because my uncle used to treat my parents like it was his house and would criticize how we would clean. When my parents told him that it was in fact their house and not his, he bought a tent and refused to come back in. Oh my God. Right, so this is the sort of person that we're dealing with here. Goodness me, here we go. Now, my siblings and I do not get along with our uncle, because he'd always disrespected us and called us names. His kids were no better. They'd constantly be telling us that we need to stop doing boy things. My siblings and I would also have to keep all of our valuables close, because our cousins were known thieves. At this time, I'd been experimenting with special effects makeup and liquid latex. This story takes place 3 days before Halloween and on Halloween itself. Story time. I had just started working on a makeup look in my bedroom when my first cousin walked in on his phone looking around. I ignored him and hoped he'd walk away and just leave me alone without any confrontation. Of course, that was too much to ask. After hanging up the phone, he walked up to me and just stared.
OP, no boy will ever want you if you keep wearing makeup and dressing like a... insert rude word here.
I just nodded without looking up from my mirror. I knew he hated when he couldn't get a rise out of me, but I didn't want to give him that satisfaction.
OP, I'm talking to you. I'll tell your dad that you're being rude to me and you'll get in trouble.
See, I knew he was lying. He wasn't supposed to be in my room when nobody was home. If my dad knew that he was in the room, the boys and my uncle would be locked out of the house. He then started to slap my mirror while I was doing my contour. At this point, I was getting really angry and irritated. I decided to finally answer him. What do you want?
Quit ignoring me. No man wants a girl so obsessed with her makeup. You need to get rid of it.
He walked up to my desk and started grabbing my stuff. I didn't use most of it anyway, because there were colours I didn't like to use, but then he grabbed all of my eyeliners, and I was forced to get up and grab the makeup out of his hands, putting it back where it belongs. No, I don't think so. Leave my stuff alone, get out of my room. I wear makeup because I like it. You're freaking ugly with or without it anyways. No one will ever like you, you, again, insert rude word. You don't even have talent. Your makeup looks trash, he hissed out with a smile. With that, I felt my ears get hot, and I pushed him out of the room. If I had a door, I would have slammed it. Wait, sorry, you don't have a door on your bedroom? Oh my god, what is this house? I'll admit, I may have pushed him a little bit rougher than I meant to, but I was angry. I always got comments about my makeup because I do have a more alternative style and I like bold colours. I told my sisters about everything that had happened and they just told me that he was a jerk and that they all loved my makeup. They all also had asked me if I was still willing to do their makeup for their Halloween costumes. And of course, I said yes. Halloween arrived and I began doing the girls' makeup while my cousins sat and watched. Two of them asked for lots of liquid latex and fake blood, seeing as they were dressing up as zombies. Of course they'd want to be something that a boy should be. I bet that's why you cut your hair. Are you one of those nasty slur for trans people? Commented my second cousin this time, making my first cousin laugh out loud and my sisters look sad. I saw my sisters start to pick at the liquid latex, trying to get it off. Hey, girls, don't forget that you're going to be the scariest looking zombies ever, and you all better act like it. Tell you what, you can take two of my black shirts and tear them up for your costume. Sound good? When I mentioned my black shirts, they got really happy and ran to my closet. I turned my head immediately towards my cousins, and I just snapped. You guys have no business talking to my sisters like that. Do it again, and I'm going to kick you both in the balls. Before they could say anything, my sisters ran back in with some shirts and scissors. While they were tearing up the shirts, I started on my younger sibling, who asked me to make her a rainbow skeleton. The cousins were silent while I did her face. Hopefully, they'd be silent throughout the rest of the faces. My last sibling asked me to do a Guy Fawkes mask. She had always loved V for Vendetta, so we decided to watch the movie while I did her face. I keep looking at my cousins and only catch their evil eyes. As I was finishing the last one, my first cousin comes up to the seat and sits down on the chair I use for the girls. I looked at him just sitting in the chair and I started packing my stuff up. He looked confused and tried to grab my arm. What are you doing? Make me look like Darth Maul. He sounded angry. Why should I do your face? You didn't even ask me to do your face. I continued packing and I was just walking away. Well, just do it. You have all that stuff out. He sounded like a little kid that couldn't have another cookie. My cousins both came up to me and they began to berate me about how I'm such a female dog and should just do it anyways because I'd be getting experience. Sorry, are your cousins now choosing beggars as well? We shouldn't even have to ask you. Just do it. Yeah, quit being such a female dog. We're telling our dad. They finally just walked away, and I went into the bathroom to make myself look like Ursula from The Little Mermaid. I took about an hour to finish, and when I came out, they were standing in the living room watching TV with my uncle. My uncle then came up to me and started yelling about how I've always been so ungrateful and that I don't deserve anything. My sons are so upset that you won't do their faces, and you've ruined Halloween for them. You're lucky you're not my kid, or else I would be beating your butt black and blue. My uncle was still shouting at me when my parents came into the house. My dad immediately intervened. What the heck is going on here? Uncle, why are you yelling at my daughter like that? OP, are you okay? I didn't even realize I was crying until my dad asked me that. That little dog won't do their faces. She said she would. If she was my daughter, I... But my uncle got cut off by my dad's angry yelling voice. She isn't your daughter. You have no right to be yelling at her like that. I've been lenient towards you because you are my brother-in-law, but this is it. Pack your stuff and leave. You have until tomorrow morning to be out of here. Dad didn't even bother listening to my uncle's protests and started walking off. I looked at my cousins through my tears and was happy to see that they were upset. I should mention that the paint is what really made me tear up. It's water activated. So when I started crying and wiping my eyes, it got in my eyes and made the rest of my makeup run. My dad told me to fix my makeup and to go outside to trick or treat when I was done. I did as I was told, and I had a blast. When we got home, my uncle and his kids were already gone. They spent months at my uncle's baby mama's house. Then she kicked them out because she found out he cheated on her. Last I heard from them, the boys were taken into CPS, and my uncle put in jail because of him not having a house, job, or a way to support them. I don't know the details, but if I did, I'd let you guys know. And finally, OP has actually posted a picture of her with the Ursula makeup, and I've got to say, it looks really good. Why is someone abusing you for that? Oh, it just makes no sense. It's brilliant. Congratulations, OP. You're clearly very talented. Ugh, your uncle and his kids are not. And there we go, guys. That is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. I'm going to, you know, relax now. Go and have a sleep. Try and rest my voice for tomorrow because it's not sounding too good, honestly. But hey, that's my own fault. If you did enjoy this video, please do drop a like on it. Comment your thoughts on these two stories down below. And watch them all right away. Why not? Watch them all right there. Subscribe up here. See you all tomorrow. I hope my voice is better.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.